We're continuing to look at the Bible, the book itself. And in our last program, we looked at the idea that the Bible was inspired, meaning God breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16 lets us know that all Scripture is inspired of God. It is God breathed. And we looked at the idea that that meant that the words that are written down in the Bible are words that God has given to us to teach us and are words that God has approved. God taught and instructed the writers of the Bible so that they would write the correct, accurate things, and God oversaw the process of the writing and made sure that it was accurate. Men spake as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, we can see claims of inspiration, and we can see God putting His words into man. We're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 1, starting in verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 1, starting in verse 4. There we read, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth." Even from the beginning of creation, God has used language and words to communicate to man. Some people think today that God just speaks through hunches or emotions, or God just speaks inside of my head whatever he wants to say. But God has used words. When he created Adam, he spoke to Adam and said, "Do not eat of this tree. Take care of the garden. This is the woman," you know. Whatever he was speaking, he spoke it directly to Adam. And the same thing is true of men through the Old Testament. Here Jeremiah is saying, "I'm just a child." And God says, "I will put my words into your mouth. I have put my words into your mouth. And when you go tell other people, you're going to speak words." So it shouldn't be surprising that when God wanted his word preserved, he used words and he put it down in the Bible. And God spoke to us in language, which is what man uses. So here, Jeremiah is being told, you don't have to worry really about what to speak, because I've put my words in your mouth. Jeremiah could go forth as a prophet of God and speak for God, and God would put the words in his mouth. Let's look over at Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 7. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 7. "And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious." These prophets were really spokesmen of God, and God said, "Take my words and go tell it to the people." This is how God instructed the people. He spoke to them directly in times past, but he also used men to go teach and tell them the words of God. And he has used men in the past to write down the Bible and use these words to teach us. And we can use these words to teach others. Let's also look at Jeremiah chapter 36 and verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 36 and verse 2. "Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day." You see there, God is telling Jeremiah, take what I have told you and spoken against these nations, and write it down in a book. These claims are representative of all the 39 books of the Old Testament. As we saw before, that men of time past spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So this is the process that's happening. God is speaking to man. God is putting his words in their mouth. God is teaching them and inspiring them what to know and what to write. So whether he communicates to them directly and they write it down, or whether he puts his words in their mouth and they speak it, God is giving them the information and the words to use in order to convey his desire to the people. And sometimes those were written down, and we still have records of those writings even today. The New Testament also claims to be inspired of God. Let's turn over to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 15 and 16. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. There's a couple of things to notice here. The writer is Peter, but he's not writing about his own writings. He's writing about the writings of Paul. And notice what he says in verse 16. Some people wrestle with these scriptures, or they are hard to understand, they're unlearned, and they wrest these scriptures. But he says, as they do also the other scriptures. So what Peter is actually saying is that Paul's writing is scripture. And we saw before in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is inspired or God-breathed. So Peter here is actually acknowledging when Paul wrote these things to you or wrote these things to the Philippians or to the Colossians or whatever, Peter here is saying those are scriptures. Because some people deal with those, he's saying, as they do with other scriptures. They wrest them or they twist them, and they do not use them properly, as he says, unto their own destruction. So really, you have an inspired writer here, even giving testimony, if you will, or giving confirmation that Paul's writings is inspired. Paul's writings is described as scripture. Peter placed himself and the other apostles on the same level as the writers of the Old Testament as well. If you're still there in 2 Peter chapter 3, let's take a look at verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 2. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Peter here is saying you need to be mindful, you need to be aware, you need to be knowledgeable of the things that were spoken before by the holy prophets. We can learn a lot from those writings of the holy prophets of old. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, I believe it is, says that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. So Peter here is saying you can learn, you need to be mindful of those things that were written by the holy prophets. But then he also says, and of the commandment of us, the apostles. So he says you need to not only read and understand and be aware of what the holy prophets of the old times wrote, but you need to be understanding and aware of what we, the apostles, are writing. Now that's significant because Peter is actually saying our writings of the apostles, our instructions, our recordings of the words of Jesus are as important as the words of the prophets of old. So if the prophets of old were speaking the word of God, then the new apostles, the 12 and 13 or 14 really apostles, those that would write, those that were inspired of God, all those who wrote books in the New Testament, those writings also need to be observed. Those writings need to be read and understood because they are important too. And therefore, we can see that they must be the Word of God as well. That's what God wants us to know. It's His message to us, His words to us. Now, John claimed that the revelation was given by God to Christ and in turn given to him. If you look at the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 1, we call that book Revelation because it was something that was revealed to John. It was God giving a message to John. And what did John do? He wrote it down. And so that's why we call it Revelation. In chapter 1 and verse 1, we read, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John." So this revelation really came from God and was given to John, and John wrote it down. And so this is really how inspiration is working here. This is what we are seeing in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Let's take a look again at that verse, or set of verses rather from 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's go back to 2 Peter chapter 1 and read verses 19 through 21. These are important verses as we see how the Bible was given to us. These were men from different walks of life, whether it was a shepherd boy, David, or a tent maker, Paul, or a fisherman, Peter. Whoever was writing, they were able to write and accurately convey the message of God because God was with them. God was teaching them. God was instructing them. And God was making sure that their writings were accurate. Let's look again at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Scripture is not something for private interpretation, as verse 20 says. It's not for you to look at and say, well, I'm going to come up with my meaning, and you come up with your meaning, and we'll just go our separate ways, even if those meanings contradict. Well, God is not an author of confusion. God would tell something, and he'll have a meaning behind it. If I say something, I have a meaning and a thought behind it. If you didn't understand my meaning, maybe you need to rethink it and to ask me and talk to me about it until you do understand. But that doesn't mean that I didn't have a certain meaning behind my words. The same thing is true with God. When God gave us words, there was a meaning behind it. And that's not up to a private interpretation. That's up for us to figure out, what did God say? What did he mean? We need to read his word and study it. And so when God wanted to convey that meaning, men did not just write down whatever they thought. They just did not write down their own private interpretation. Here's what I think God meant when he said this. Here's what I think God would say if I were God. No, it says, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That means the Holy Ghost was with them when they wrote. The Holy Ghost oversaw their writings, and the Holy Spirit instructed them and taught them about what to write. So we can understand that God had thoughts, God had meanings, and God had a message to convey to man. And he did that so well that men were able to write it down with the correct words and write it down with the correct thoughts and the correct meanings so that it would be preserved and preserved accurately for generations to come so that we may read and know what God's message is to us.